This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, all this week on Cross Hope, a message that was given to the church that I serve when they celebrated their 175th anniversary as a church. Most churches, according to one article I've read, don't last more than 50, 60 years on average, and they're gone, and they become a gift shop or a community center, a school for music or something like that. So for a church today to last 175 years is no small thing. We spoke to the congregation out of the book of Isaiah, a word to a 175-year-old church. You say, what's that got to do with me? Everything. Because the advice that Isaiah gave speaks to you and to me about what's going on in our lives and our relationship with the God of eternity. God bless you as you listen today and all this week.
And I found a passage of scripture that I think in Isaiah 63 speaks several messages to a church 175 years old, because it speaks to you no matter what your age. There are things that you need to do in your life, in your marriage, and in your family. I'd like to read it. It's Isaiah 63, beginning at verse 7. I will tell of the kindnesses of the Lord, the deeds for which he is to be praised, according to all the Lord has done for us. In his love and mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. The Lord has carried this church. That's what I want you to go home with, if nothing else, for 175 years old. For 175 years. Not just the offerings of this church, which are very important, but the Lord has carried this church. And then verse 10, which is a very frightening verse. Yet, God's people rebelled against the Lord, and they grieved his Holy Spirit. So God turned and became their enemy, and he himself fought against them. A verse that some probably would say, I wish you had left that verse out. Listen to it again. Yet they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit, so he turned and became their enemy, and he himself fought against them. I want to share with you something today, that God has done something for this congregation, just as God has done something for your family. And one of the most therapeutic things that we can do as a family, as a married couple, as a school, as an organization, as a church, whatever, is to thank God for his kindnesses to us. That's the very first verse I read, verse 7. I will tell of the kindnesses of the Lord, the deeds for which he is to be praised, according to all the Lord has done for us. You are either known as a person who talks about the kindnesses of the Lord, or you're a person who talks about all the injustices that have been done to you. You're scorekeeper. I really believe that. It's pretty simple. That we either say, here's what God has done for our marriage, here's what God has done for our children, here's what God has done for our family, or we can recount with detail and perfect recall and total recall all the negative things. I'm convinced that Satan wants you to begrudge everything that's come your way. Satan wants to plant the seed in your mind. Well, what's God done for you lately? Well, I know he did this 10 years ago, but what did he do for you last week? And I think it's interesting. The first message I would give to a 175-year-old church today is verse 7, to tell of the kindnesses of the Lord, the deeds for which he is to be praised, according to all the Lord has done for us.
Well, all this week on Cross Hope, a standalone message from the book of Isaiah, the 63rd chapter, lessons to a 175-year-old church. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you. Thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.